This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Today is the last date of filing of nominations for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Scrutiny of nominations will be held tomorrow, while Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Meanwhile, polling for the phase 3 of Lok Sabha elections in 93 seats in 10 states and 1 UTs will be held on 7th of this month. Star campaigners of political parties have intensified their efforts to attract voters in favour of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has assured that India will achieve the status of a developed nation by the time it celebrates the centenary of its independence. He addressed election rallies at Anand, Surendranagar, Junagadh and Jamnagar in Gujarat yesterday. Mentioning about several development works, Mr. Modi said the country has witnessed massive transformation in the last 10 years under the NDA rule. Mr. Modi accused the Congress of exploiting the poor for political gains and doing injustice to the OBC community. He accused the Congress of various scams, corruption, divisive politics. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to address the election rallies in Krishnanagar, Purba, Bardhaman and Bolpur Lok Sabha constituencies of West Bengal today. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Ashok Gehlot addressed a press conference in Ahmedabad and assured that the party manifesto guarantees justice to every section of the society. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting in Shivamogga in Karnataka yesterday. Mr. Gandhi emphasized that Congress alone can save the constitution from BJP. Speaking at the same occasion, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge assured the voters that the Congress will not take away the wealth while benefiting the poor if Congress forms the government in the centre. On the other hand, Union Minister and BJP leader Narayanaswamy campaigned in Koppal district in Karnataka yesterday. Addressing media persons later on, he said that the previous BJP government in the state, led by Chief Minister Basavaraj Bommai, had increased the reservation limit from 15 to 17. Person to the scheduled castes. The Election Commission has issued an advisory to all national and state political parties to immediately cease and desist from any activities that involve registering individuals for post-election beneficiary-oriented schemes through any advertisements, surveys or apps. The commissions have directed all district election officers to take appropriate actions against any such advertisements within the statutory provisions. India has registered strong protests with China against their illegal attempts to alter facts in connection with the construction activities in the Shaksgam Valley. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India considers Shaksgam Valley to be its territory and it has never accepted the so-called China-Pakistan Boundary Agreement of 1963 through which Pakistan unlawfully attempted to cede the area to China. He said New Delhi has registered a protest with Beijing against illegal attempts to alter the facts on the ground. Mr. Jaiswal said, India further reserves the right to take necessary measures to safeguard its interests. The 7th Joint Defence Cooperation Committee meeting between India and Indonesia will be held today in New Delhi. The meeting will be co-chaired by Defence Secretary Giridhar Armane and Indonesian Defence Secretary General Air Marshal retired Doni Ermawan Tofanto. The Indonesian Secretary General, who is on a visit to India from today to 4th of this month, will also have discussions with Indian defence industries in New Delhi and Pune. In boxing, four Indian pugilists have advanced to the men's U22 semi-finals at the ASBC Asian Under-22 and Youth Boxing Championships in Astana, Kazakhstan last evening. In the 51kg quarter-final, India's Mandenbang Jadumani Singh secured a 5-0 win, while in the 57kg bout, Nikhil continued India's winning run with a commanding 4-0 victory. Ajay Kumar in 63.5kg category and Ankur 71kg category also registered victories in their respective bouts with the referee stops contest decisions. Today, 22 Indian boxers, 10 men, 12 women will compete in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.